Georgie Lopez-Alt says that when he was a kid, he was a little nerdling. It figures since he grew up to be, logically, an MIT grad, not logically, a pro cook. And finally, his true calling. Kenji is the food scientist at Serious Eats. He's also the kind of eater who's always discovering something you have to know about. Kenji, welcome.
Oh, it's so good to be back. Thank you.
So you did a piece on breakfast around the world. How did this come about?
You know, I've always loved traveling, and it's always interested me. You know, breakfast, we have a couple of our sweet things and a couple of our savory things, but it's mostly, you know, eggs and toast and things like that.
Right, right.
But as you travel around the world, you discover that that's not how people eat their breakfast all around the world at all. You know, some people, they'll eat fish for breakfast, or they'll eat stew, or they'll eat nothing but coffee and a piece of pastry. So it's just fascinating to me, like the breadth of different types of food that people eat as the first meal of their day.
So what did you eat for breakfast when you were growing up?
You know, it was a mix of things. My mother was Japanese, and I lived with my maternal grandparents as well. So sometimes we would have Japanese food. So things like tarako, which is salted cod roe. So my grandmother had a little miniature charcoal grill that she would grill it over inside and then serve that kind of crumbled up on top of rice. We would have tamago kake gohan, which is rice with a raw egg stirred into it. So rice, a little pinch of salt, a little pinch of MSG powder, actually, a little dash of soy sauce, and then an egg kind of broken over the top. And you whip it up with chopsticks, and the egg kind of cooks a little bit from the heat of the rice, but it gets this really nice sort of frothy, light texture. So it's sort of like a porridge, but also slightly souffled. So really, really nice and light. So we ate stuff like that, but we also ate a lot of, you know, Western things. So, you know, breakfast cereal, Cocoa uh-huh. Puffs was my favorite. My mom would make French toast, sometimes pancakes, you know, a mix of sort of Western and Japanese foods, because my mother did move here from Japan when she was a teenager.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite breakfast of all time, and I mean, I grew up in New York, so a really good fresh bagel with cream cheese. But when you go to, say, Vietnam, it's not atypical to have a bowl of noodles with broth for breakfast. And to me, that's one of those dishes that I actually eat at breakfast for home as well, whether it's Japanese noodles or Chinese noodles or even, you know, in college, it was probably a bowl of instant ramen. But I find that, for me personally, that, you know, that salty kick and the starches, it's sort of like eating, you know, toast with good salted butter, but just in a different form. You get that same mix of salt and carbs. And I find that to be really attractive. And of course, you know, then there's the British or the Irish fry up, which is the perfect hangover cure breakfast.
Yeah, lots of good fat. Lots
yes,
of good
lots
fat.
And lots yeah, of fat. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, seven different types of sausages.
And fried bread that's been fried in bacon drippings. Let us not forget this genius. It's fabulous. But you know, what you really had me in the article when you started talking about Asia. How does China eat breakfast?
Well, so, you know, my wife and I, we spent a good amount of time traveling through China a couple of years ago. And our one basic rule while we were traveling is that if we saw a plume of steam or smoke coming out of an alleyway, that we would investigate. And I think one of the best breakfasts we had was in Beijing, where we were still a little bit jet lagged and we were wandering the streets at 4:30 in the morning, and we saw some steam coming out of an alleyway, and it turned out it was a woman preparing dumplings for the breakfast rush that was going to start, you know, an hour or two later.
Uh-huh.
And we were the first customers there, and she had these, you know, freshly hand crimped and steamed dumplings that were just delicious. You know, that there's that. There's also Janbing, which is this Chinese savory crepe. So it's made on the same sort of, you know, those wide flat cast iron discs that they make crepes on in France.
Yeah,
it's made
yeah.
on the exact same, yeah, the exact same tool. And you just start with a sort of more savory crepe batter, and it gets painted with chili oil and with hoisin sauce. And then an egg gets placed directly on top of it and kind of gets swirled around. And then you get cilantro and sesame seeds and chilies. And sometimes you'll, you know, you can wrap up a piece of fried tofu puff or fried chicken. And it's sort of like just, you know, just imagine a crepe crossed with, say, like a spring roll. So, you know, crispy and really satisfying. It's one of my favorite breakfasts anywhere.
How about Indonesia? We never hear about stuff from Indonesia.
Well, fried rice or fried noodles, bami goreng or nasi goreng, you know, sort of similar to what you might be familiar with at a Chinese restaurant, except the flavorings are a little bit different. So the main flavoring would be ketchup manis, which is the sweet sort of syrupy soy sauce that they use in Indonesia, along with chilies. Chilies and vegetables, maybe some cucumbers on the side. You know, sometimes you can top it with a fried egg if you'd like. But you know, the main component is that starch. It's going to be those noodles or the rice.
It sounds pretty swell.
Yeah.
What about someplace like Singapore/Malaysia? Maybe that's too much together.
I think the signature breakfast in Singapore is soft-boiled eggs with kaya toast. So kaya jam is a spread that's made out of coconut, and it's cooked down until it's sort of lightly caramelized.
Uh-huh.
And it has almost like a lemon curd type texture, but it's flavored with coconut. And you'll spread that onto white bread toast and then eat it with these super, super runny eggs. So, you know, I'm talking about eggs that are soft boiled to maybe 1 or 2 minutes. And you break them into a bowl, you stir in some soy sauce, and then you eat those savory eggs, and then you have this sweet toast on the side, the sweet kaya jam on the side. And that's really sort of the breakfast you have to get when you're in Singapore, because I don't think you see it anywhere else in the region, really.
I don't think, I've never heard of it. Kenji, thanks for talking with us.
Oh, thank you for having me on.
Kenji Lopez-Alt is author of the award-winning book, The Food Lab, Better Home Cooking Through Science. And you can find a recipe from his article, My Favorite Breakfast from Around the World. That's the recipe for Turkish scrambled eggs. They're called memamen. And you know where the recipe is. It's at splendidtable.org.